This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 187 for Wednesday, December 14th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is mixed on Wednesday morning, along with crude and vegetable oils. Crude oil is showing a positive bias due to the ongoing shutdown of the Keystone Pipeline and indications of a tightening market next year. Chicago soybean is fractionally lower. Meanwhile, European rapeseed is lower and Malaysian palm oil is higher. The Canadian dollar is down by one-tenth of a United States cent. The U.S. Federal Reserve will announce its latest key interest rate hike later today. The January canola contract is down 90 cents per ton at $875.40, while the March canola contract is up $1 per ton at $859.50. In the U.S., corn and wheat are both showing signs of weakness, while soybeans are mixed. The USDA's attaché in Ukraine has reduced the country's projected corn crop to 23.1 million tons, with only 40% of the harvest complete due to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The USDA's official estimate was 31.5 million tons. However, the export estimate was raised to 20.2 million tons. Temperatures remain above normal in Argentina, where dryness will remain for the next 2 weeks. Brazil's corn crop appears to look better than Argentina's. The March corn contract is down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.50. Dry weather in Argentina will also affect the country's soybean crop. Brazil is also experiencing dry conditions in some parts, but a record crop for that country is still expected. The USDA announced on Tuesday a sale of 140,000 tons of soybeans to an unknown destination next year. The U.S. National Oilseed Processors Association will release its monthly crush report on Thursday, with the crush estimated to be nearly 181.5 million bushels, a record for November. The January soybean contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.83. The USDA attaché in Ukraine raised the country's wheat export estimate to 15.1 million tons, compared to the 12.5 million projected by the USDA. France Agrimaire raised its non-European soft wheat export forecast by 300,000 tons to 10.3 million, while India's December wheat stocks are nearly half of what they were last year, estimated to be 19 million tons this December. The March Chicago wheat contract is down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.46. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 18 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.48. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.11. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, December 14th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.